When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Klein. That is Alley.
Morning.
DJ Omar Khan, the audio sniper right there. Jake Z Nerd. And in the back room taking the calls, Postmaster Johnny, 800-520-1067. And Vanessa, who is very stressed out for understandable reasons. She's been attempting to keep track of all of the many taco pictures that have come our way, all of the posts, all of the DMs, and she's going to give us an official tally count coming up a little bit later this morning. The goal, 10K for L.A.
Can she count that high?
I don't know. She says every time she gets to five, she starts over.
So she has a lot of fingers and toes.
A lot of fingers. So we will.
You have a system, guys.
Well, whatever your system is, Vanessa, it seems flawed because I think I liked one person's picture on Instagram yesterday, and Vanessa goes, "Please stop responding or liking any photos. It's all part of my tally."
Yeah. So she has to go one potato, two potato.
Right. So she had to like start over because she accidentally counted one taco twice. And the reality is, it doesn't. I mean, the tally is great. Our goal is, of course, to help an influx into the taco selling community, our little thing that we can do to try to help LA and some of the people that are struggling right now. But the reality is, Vanessa, what you're taking it so seriously that
are serious over here. Hello.
Yeah, someone has to take things seriously around here.
I know, but that means what? None of us can even respond and say, "Hey, thanks for participating."
You can respond. I was saying, don't repost a photo because then I'll get confused.
Okay, yeah, it became a whole issue yesterday. We had to start the whole thing over again. I think the first 200 tacos we didn't get credit for.
No way.
I think so because it was all washed.
You got to eat them again.
Got to eat them again. Anyway, keep eating them tacos all day long. Let's go, LA. Let's make it happen. We got a decent show planned for you. It's a summer ticket blowout continuing today. Blink 182 tickets in your future. Lumineers tickets in your future. And more. Allie, there's been an update, believe it or not. I know you claimed earlier this week that you are a, quote, pickleball prodigy.
Which I'm regretting.
And then you battled. You said you would beat anyone at pickleball, and we said you probably can't even beat an old person or a child. And
I didn't say I could beat anybody. I just said the first time I played, I was good. And I think I've got that it factor where I could be really good at pickleball. I think this is my sport. I didn't say I was an expert.
A lot of people reached out, and they said, if you know anyone who's ever played pickleball, their response after playing has always been, "Wow, I think I'm pretty good at this." And that Allie is like every other sucker that went out there and attempted to play some dinkin' and dunkin' with the pickleball. But there is a couple of messages for you on the GOAT line. And some people want to give you praise because they say that maybe this is your thing.
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling for a pickleball champion of the Eastern Regional Lesbian Conference.
Is that your title?
I'm going to get a sash and everything. Jake, make it.
Quite a few people that have actually called to challenge you, believe it or not. We've got calls from adults. We've got calls from children.
Very cocky.
And we have a lot of calls from people that just wanted to say that they participated in eating tacos.
Fine, Allie. Happy Taco Tuesday. I ate 54 tacos, and I'm really sick right now. My butthole is en fuego.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. In the human world, having an STD is probably something that's embarrassing, even though Allie claims everyone's got them, so let's just all normalize the fact that we're all walking around with STDs, and Allie is proud of the fact that she is a herpes carrier.
Spreader. Okay, thank you.
In the dog community, I would say the equivalent is fleas, because it's humiliating, and if you're a dog owner, to have to admit that you've, like, my dog has fleas, and then you have to tell other people, and they give you that look of shame, like, are you dirty, are you filthy?
It's like having leprosy.
So I brought my dog in here last week, and my dog played with Jake's dog.
God, you brought your dog in a lot. A
couple days in a row.
Oh, my God. It was, like, 3 days in a row. I thought you were going to be, like, another dog guy. I was like, we only can have one.
Well, Vanessa really likes it when I bring Jerry by.
I love it.
But it's like a therapy dog for Vanessa, and she likes to ride him around the office.
Hey.
So I let her do it, and then I brought my dog home, and he has fleas now. And I'm convinced that he got fleas from Jake or Jake's dog.
No way!
Yeah, don't blame Jake. I mean, it's probably true, but don't blame him just because you decided to bring your dog into work.
How often? It could be Vanessa.
Could have gotten fleas from Vanessa. That's a good point. I shouldn't rule out all the
suspects. She's the one probably hanging out at parks the most.
Yeah, you're playing in sandboxes and stuff. Yeah. Those things are loaded with fleas.
Yeah. That is where most of the fleas live, in the sandbox. Yeah. I'm so itchy now. I'm getting bit up constantly.
Why are you in here then? When you've got fleas, they're going to jump onto me, dude.
Yeah, you're all hairy. You have fleas.
I have them now, Jake.
Probably got them from you.
No. We sit around and watch
your patient zero, dude.
Every time you unstrap that dog from that weird fanny pack you carried around it, the thing cannot wait to start itching itself. And it looks like it is so... Allie, how many times have we seen... Jake finally takes that dog off his weird harness, and the dog just starts tearing itself. It's so itchy all the time.
That dog is itching constantly, and I think it has either fleas or some kind of a condition. And I have said something about it several times.
We all have, Jake.
And I said, please, can you get your dog looked at and get some kind of medication? Because
and
I
she
think
got she, looked at and has meds. She's fine.
For meds for what? Fleas?
She just had her flea meds like over a month ago.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're not working, dude.
Yes, they are. You want to get an inspector? You want to go through it with a comb?
No. That sounds disgusting.
No, I
don't
want to
do a flea off.
But
I
want
to go through you with a comb.
I am
don't let your dog get close to Klein.
No kidding.
Klein's going to give Kibby fleas, dude.
So disgusting.
I only have fleas.
Klein's only going to give Allie fleas.
Great. Now I have fleas.
And herpes.
I have herpes and fleas. But I never said really that I have herpes.
Well, you just admitted to both
of
those things.
Didn't your whole family also have lice? Like, you're the gross ones with weird things crawling all over your body.
First of all, the lice never made it to me, and you would think they would have loved me.
Yeah, but your house had lice,
My daughters both had lice because they had there was an outbreak at the school, and everyone's got lice.
And didn't one of your houses just have skunks or some weird crap like that?
I have had a house with skunks.
Your houses are always like these Noah's Ark of disgusting animals that somehow, they make a nice home Klein home.
You know, the Pied Piper of fleas.
Yeah.
I feel like we have moved past the issue at hand here, Jake or Jake's dog is
I have never seen a flea on my dog. Yes, she does get itchy when it gets hot out, but she has never had a flea that I have seen.
But, Jake, the story checks out.
In Jake's defense, his dog is like has atrophied muscles and never goes to a park or does anything.
Never goes outside.
She just sits in a bag. Your dog is actually out and about. You walk your dog every day. Your dog probably goes to different people's houses. You're the one who's, like, bringing your dog everywhere, and he's walking around.
But the dog had no fleas. I brought the dog here a few days in a row, and the dog picked up fleas and now has fleas. And once a dog has fleas, they tell you pretty much have to burn your bedding. I mean, not burn it, but
it's so hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, they say you got to wash everything. And even those, like, cool grenades you got to throw in the house and leave for an hour.
Yeah, you got to get those sticky lamps. The one where they jump in and they stick there, and then they slowly die on the glue traps. Those are the ones that work.
Wait, those are for fleas?
Yeah, they're great. They're like these little lights that you put all around your house, and they have like sticky paper on the bottom, and all the fleas are attracted to it, and then they jump in there, and then they get stuck to the glue trap, and they die.
I feel like I'll get stuck in that thing.
There's probably a lot of bad things that can happen from it, but it works.
I only benefit of it is I do like the fun thing where you get to throw those bug bombs. Like, that's a fun feel. I feel like that's what, like a real, like, soldier feels like.
Throw bug bombs? They're not like flash grenades, dude.
Yeah.
They're like little, like, raid bottles, and you just press a button.
No.
It's not like you're in the army
or
something.
Mission Impossible.
What are you talking about, man?
Are you doing a barrel roll for no reason?
Yeah.
There's a countdown on the microwave.
Why did you jump out the window? The door is right there.
That's what I was planning on doing later. I was all excited about it. You say I don't have to do all that?
No wonder. You probably love getting fleas.
Well, hold on. Interesting theory on the text line. Who on the show has new animals? Perhaps these fleas originated with Allie's new cats. Didn't they come from a home with 40 other cats? That house definitely has fleas.
Yeah, but she checked them for fleas before she released them to us, and we've never seen them itching or anything. And one of them is white. You would be able to see fleas crawling all over him.
510 is pointing out Johnny has syphilis. Why are we not talking about that?
Yeah, that actually is an interesting point that was brought up on a Showtime podcast, and we talked about doing some kind of an STD test for everybody on the show.
Well, we can do the STD
test
for everyone on the show. That's fine. But I would like the dogs to be involved as well. And I would like to get your dog tested, Jake, because I think your dog has fleas.
How do you even test for that, though? I think
just look at him.
Yeah, you just have to look at him.
It's a her.
Oh.
Kibby's dog is her. He keeps telling us that.
Sorry, just look at it.
It's a her.
Look at them.
We have to take a break. When we get back,
good girl.
We have $100. of Allie's money.
Why don't you go in the other studio? This is making me nervous. I don't want to, because I do have cats at home. I don't want to spread this to my kid and my cats.
I'm telling you, I don't think there's, I think we just have to embrace
You're
it now.
Literally itching yourself as you tell me.
Oh, man.
We are flea people now. Just accept it.
I don't know. There's no we. We're not flea people. I don't want to be a flea person.
We're flea people.
I have enough problems with my body.
Rich, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Okay, Klein, one bit of advice here. There's a thing called flea season. Whether you're aware of it or not,
and you're the spokesperson. Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, and you just introduced everybody to flea season, but in reality, this is flea season. This is when they come out, like flowers bloom.
Oh,
this
great.
Is flea season. You're in it. What? And your dog was outside, so your dog probably got him out there.
No,
yeah,
my dog
your
got
dog
from
is
Jake.
Outside. Kibby's not season. Anywhere.
Everyone's talking about the first official day of summer. No one's talking about the first official day of flea season. But here we are, guys, and I am
itching your body.
We'll come right back when we return. It's Allie's Money Up for Grabs. If you want it, call now. 5 questions about the news. Let's see if you've been paying any attention. Give you $100 after this quick break on K-Rock. Pay the people, and you are the people. Allie brings her money to the table every single morning around this time. Chance for you to get $100 richer, and all you got to do is know more about the news than she does. She sits around here most mornings when she's not bragging about her pickleball skills. She is thinking about the news, which she will deliver later this hour and every hour on the air, the ADD news. But has she been paying attention? Has she been covering the right stories? We will test that knowledge in a moment, and you will make her put her money where her mouth is. First, though, Jennifer, you've been waiting on hold for a while. What's going on?
Hey, greetings from Indiana.
Greetings from Indiana. Thank you for our growing audience is apparently all over the place. Hi, welcome.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is because you guys are driving me nuts. It is you scratch an itch, you don't itch it.
Did we say that?
Yeah.
You called us all the way from Indiana because that was bothering you this much?
Yes. Well, I'm actually from LA. I just moved out this way.
Mm-hmm. So. What do you think so far?
Honestly, you guys doing a good job.
No, no, not us. I'm not talking about us.
We're talking about Indiana.
Except for the itching.
Indiana.
But you guys seem to have a real flea problem. And
Yes, we do have a flea problem. Okay, great. Well, enjoy her flyover states. She's one of yours now.
Funny that she's like, I'm from L.A. I'm like, really? It sounds like you're from Indiana.
Yeah, I think she's backwards. Maybe she moved to L.A. recently and she's from Indiana.
I don't know.
Anyway, just trying to scratch that itch, baby, every day. Let's say hi to your contestant from Pasadena this morning, Allie. You'll be battling. Let's say hi to, hello, good morning, welcome to K-Rock. Is this Lucia?
Yes, this is Lucia.
Okay, you're going to battle Allie for $100 of her money. It could become $100 of your money. I hope you get these questions right. She will sequester herself outside of the K-Rock studios. Okay. These are all questions involving things that are actually in the news, and you have the chance to go first. If you tie Allie, she holds on to her money, so you have to beat her. Do you understand the rules?
Okay, yes.
Great. She's leaving. Your round of Allie Knows the News can begin right now.
Allie Knows the News.
All right, MGK and Megan Fox have finally revealed the name of their new baby. What is that baby's name?
It's something crazy. I know they named it So Bad.
I will accept that as an answer. Something crazy, So Bad. I will accept that as your answer.
It was, start with an E. I'm going to go, then I know that's wrong.
Question number two. This TV chef / Food Network star sadly has passed away at the age of 55. Don't worry, it's not Guy Fieri.
And Burrell.
And Burrell. Go to question number three. This stoner comedy is about to get another sequel thanks to the Cobra Kai creators that will be releasing and creating another sequel for what stoner comedy classic?
I'm going to say that...
You strike me as someone that would know a lot about stoner comedies.
Stoner comedies?
Just give me an answer.
All right, I get it, Vanessa. We all want it.
Okay, I'm going to say Barbie Life in the Dream House.
All right. And question four. M&M's. Teaming up with this movie to release their new mega peanut butter M&M's. Another movie question. M&M's teaming up with which movie before they unveil the big mega peanut butter M&M's?
Mega peanut butter M&M's? Spider-Man.
And finally, this animal was hit with an arrow while roaming through the IE. This animal was just hit with an arrow. Breaking story right now. Which animal was hit with an arrow?
Oh, a donkey.
Okay, all right. It's amazing what things you know and what things you don't. I am blown away. But let's bring Allie in and we'll score it together. Let's see how you do. Will we pay the people? Will Allie hold on to her money? If you are playing along, let's see how you would have done. And tomorrow morning, you'll have another chance at that same $100, assuming that we don't give it away to this woman right now. Allie, here we go. Back in the studio. Question one. MGK and Megan Fox have revealed the name of their baby. It's always a big deal when celebrities have a baby. What will they name the baby? What is the name of this baby?
The baby's name is Saga Blade.
All right. Saga Blade Fox Baker is the official full name of the baby. Unfortunately, our contestant did not get that right. She said it was something dumb. Allie does get the point.
Saga Blade.
Saga Blade. We go to question number two. Allie's up 1-0. This TV chef, Food Network star, sadly passed away at the age of 55. Don't worry, it's not Guy Fieri.
Yeah, it's Anne Burrell.
All right, she got that as well. She's on the board. Allie's up 2-1.
Someone I always thought was a lesbian, but wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't a lesbian?
I guess not. I was like, oh my God, she was my favorite cooking lesbian. And they were like, she's survived by her husband. I was like, what?
Allie's devastated. Question number three. Allie's up by 1. This stoner comedy is about to get another sequel thanks to the Cobra Kai creators.
Yeah, I think it's Harold and Kumar.
That is the correct movie, Harold and Kumar. Back to White Castle, another sequel. I don't even know how many they've done, but I feel like there's been at least three, and then they did a holiday one, too, I thought.
I think we're seeing a resurgence of dumb comedy, and I'm here
great.
For it.
I love it. We go to question number four. She did not get that one at all, so Allie's up by 2 now with question four. M&M's is teaming up with what movie to release their mega peanut butter M&M's?
Mega. Is it a superhero movie? Like,
that's what she guessed as well.
The Mega M&M.
Mega.
Is it a new Avengers movie?
Good guess. Wrong. She said Spider-Man. Wrong. Jurassic.
Oh, damn.
World. Yeah. Rebirth. Yeah. And we go to this final question. An animal. This animal was hit by an arrow while walking around the IE.
A donkey.
Oh, that is. Wow, I can't believe everyone knew that story. That's true. She got that
Where
as well.
Where in the IE, do you know?
It was Omar's backyard.
Oh, man. I missed it.
And, oh, you shot it. You didn't miss it.
Oh, okay.
You did the opposite.
Time for dinner.
All right, Lucia, you put in a decent effort. Unfortunately, for right now, we send you home with nothing. Although I like you, I'm going to give you a tiny towel just for joining us for Allie Knows the News. All right? You don't get $100, but you're going to get your very own limited edition Klein Alley Show Vanessa Tiny Towel. She claims it is a lifetime achievement award-winning product that will save you after sex or after a shower or when
I've
you got to wash it.
After sex.
Well, you didn't say it, but we all did.
Yeah, and after 30 years, maybe it'll be worth $100.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Lucia, claim your tiny towel. Oh, look at that, Allie. We got some new music. This is somber.
Oh.
Back to Friends. Just when you guys accuse us of only playing the same. We have?
Maybe not us, but Nicole has.
All right, well, finally, we're getting some new stuff in the mornings here on KROQ. Wow, this is a shocking mystery unfolding before our very ears. It's K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, encouraging you, 10K for L.A., go out, eat some tacos, even for breakfast, as we attempt to help fuel an industry that is being ravaged right now by all of the ICE raids that are taking place. And even people yesterday that were trying to help us and be a part of the 10K for L.A. said that their go-to taco stand that they hadn't visited in a while was, like, not there. A lot of people were responding and saying it's really sad. So if you can support, please do support, and you can tag us in all pictures. We'll get the official tally coming up, I think, later this hour or just after 8 o'clock. But you've done some great work already in one day, L.A. Very proud of you. And people seem appreciative that we are putting a little bit of effort behind this.
When you get a butt dial, Klein, is it just from your mom?
If my mom calls me 90% of the time, it is
unintentional,
and it's her butt. And then when I tell her later, hey, you called me 9 times in a row this morning, she's always shocked.
But it's someone you talk to on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Last night, I received a butt dial from someone that I don't talk to very often at all. And it was a very mysterious, very X-rated voicemail.
What do you mean X-rated? Like they were having sex?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm interested in what you think and what your theory is of what is on this voicemail, because this is just a piece of what I heard.
Ow. Ow. Oh, my God.
gay, right?
Vanessa, that's so quick to judge.
Yeah.
What is that?
This goes on for minutes.
But maybe the guy needed help. Like he was pinned under like one of those IKEA furnitures to topple over on
you. He's in the bathroom after all those tacos.
Maybe this guy was 10K for LA.
Anything could have been going on, but it starts like this.
Hey, Siri, shut the f*** up.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
So aggressive, man.
Wow. Damn. That was the first thing you heard?
Yeah, and this is a guy that I know, but I don't... I can't even tell you the last time I talked to him on the phone was when I was trying to rekindle with old friends when we were doing our forced resolutions. So it's been a very long time since I talked to him. He hasn't called me since
Hold
that rekindling
on, let me try
moment.
To remember. This is when we forced you to call random people from your phone you haven't spoken to in a while.
Yeah, and
you
this
had a
is
lot
the guy I
really
went to elementary
awkward...
school with.
Is this the guy that's like...
He's like a rocket scientist or something at Stanford.
Oh, he's really smart.
He's super smart, and I called him, and he was like on the way to Curacao for a vacation.
He sounds smart based on how he yells "F you" at Siri.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember when that paraglider crashed and he had Siri call 911?
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Hey Siri, call 911.
Yes.
Call 911. Emergency.
Yeah.
Right?
That sound, play yours, Allie, now? Hold on.
Ow. What the f*** is the voice of my goddamn...
What happened?
Are you talking to me?
Can we find it? Do you have the guy's number?
Not only do I have his number, we decided to call him because I wanted to confront him about this and see if he remembers anything about this.
Well, let's just play some bets for a second, because if you get you wake up, you have a random... long-ass voicemail. Usually, we've all experienced this, and it's someone that did not intend to call. You just hear the sounds of pockets or someone walking. It's
yeah,
never
I woke
good.
Up to it, and I was like, oh, this must be a drunk dial. But then as I'm listening to it, because remember Shannon Sharp did an accidental live stream of his sex?
Yeah, where's that audio? Yeah. That sounded like...
was a real weird...
It sounded like Chewbacca going to town.
Yeah.
It was a lot of like... Ugh. It was real guttural.
Yeah.
Right?
This is...
Do you have the audio of that? Let because that... It, once again, another accidental, and I think he accidentally.
Klein's never been so jealous.
Man, I've never made that noise or made anyone make that noise. I mean, it's wild. I got to start doing that more. Maybe
I
just.
What's you? Oh, I'm this person's end. It's not done at all.
And this is your guy. How long did this message go on for, you got?
3 minutes.
Wow. All right. Well, hold on. Vanessa says he's on the hotline now. Let me say hi to... should we say his name? You think he's going to want anonymity?
Peter.
Oh, hold on. Let me get him on. Hold on. Hold on. 1 second.
Sounds like he's playing with a Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to live radio. You're on K-Rock. What the hell was that?
Well, I think we all know what happened.
None of us know what happened at all.
Either you fell out of an airplane or you were having sex with Shannon Sharp. We don't know. We don't know what happened.
And an accident happened, and, you know, Allie got the best of it.
What was the accident?
What do you want me to say, Kevin?
We want you to tell us what happened exactly, because this is
painkillers.
Say on the radio. That
well, don't worry, we bleeped them the first time around.
In a slightly cleaned up version, you hurt your junk or is this in the backside?
No, just good times with, you know, whatever.
What? Oh, man.
This is less clear than the voicemail you left me.
So there's an,
I want to party with Peter now.
Peter
has a boat, remember.
Is there another person involved in this, or is this just you?
There's another person, of course.
Oh, there is?
But, yeah. Yeah,
so this is we are hearing.
Do you want to talk to her right now?
Here she is.
Allie, you know Trisha.
Yes, I do know Trisha. Hi, Trisha.
Kevin knows you too. Kevin knows Allie too.
Hello.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi.
Hi. You know this message that, is this your boyfriend or husband or what's this, one night stand?
My husband.
Husband? Do you know this message he accidentally left on Allie's phone? I mean, listen, I don't know if you heard that. Listen.
Shut the f*** up. Ow. Ow.
You know about this at all, Trisha?
No, didn't know about that.
Ow.
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 You gotta be
more careful. Goddamn. Ow. Are you talking to me?
Now, Trisha, are you involved?
Trisha there?
Are you
no?
involved in this? Because you're not on this recording at all.
No, no.
You were not involved in this, or you were there?
I don't believe I was there. And if I was, maybe. Oh,
no. He's in the back.
Put it back on the phone. Put it back.
Was Peter on poppers or something?
Okay, are drugs and sex involved or both?
What?
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 Hold on. Guys, I'm so... I am more confused now.
Totally.
Than I was at the beginning of this call.
Darn it.
Peter, was this a pleasure message or a pain message? Because we really can't tell.
I don't know if I want to continue this conversation.
Really? It's that private, Peter.
What did you say to her?
We just asked if she knows what that is. What is that? You, by the way, of all of the times to accidentally call someone and leave a message, I mean, this was a choice moment that Allie came in the morning. She goes, you got to hear this message I got in the middle of the night.
It's not done at all.
What time did this message come in, Allie? Midnight?
12:30.
12:30 she got this. You're having a late night.
It's not done at all. Hey, is this? Did you have one of those four-hour Viagra boners?
Oh.
All right, now I got to go back to my cell phone. Now I got to listen to the voicemail. Now I got to do a lot of stuff.
We'll play you the voicemail.
It's right here.
I don't
want
to hear
it. Allie has the voicemail. We're all listening. It's a giant mystery.
Yeah, you heard it. I didn't hear it.
Someone's guessing maybe Peter has fleas, too. Is it possible that he got the fleas?
I don't have fleas.
Listen to this message. I mean, this is out of control. I can't.
I'm using like four or five different painkillers.
Are you in active labor, Peter?
I think you're about 8 centimeters dilated at this point.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Allie, I'm going to kick your butt.
Thank God Allie shared this with us.
I guess it's going to hurt.
Allie, what would it sound like if he kicked your butt? Play some audio. Let's see.
I'm trying to be polite because I'm on radio.
Kick it.
Clearly he's embarrassed, but I'm just curious as to why he would be embarrassed.
I honestly was worried just because it sounds like you're in pain, and I think at one point you say you need a doctor. So I just want, for your sake, to know that you're all right.
By the way, you've earned the nickname on the text line, Pegging Peter.
Oh, okay. Were you getting pegged?
Oh, I can't say that. Apologies.
You don't want to say what was happening there? You went to Stanford? I just want to point that out, right?
Yes, I worked at Stanford. I worked 30 feet underground with a bunch of scientists.
Oh, he's doing.
Now your phone's breaking up.
Breaking up.
Geniuses can make their phones.
Right, smart.
Do this.
All right, so you're not going to tell us what the noise is.
Okay.
Someone said.
Someone said. Strange.
Someone said, send Peter a tiny towel immediately.
Yeah, he actually. Peter did ask me for a tiny towel.
Well, sounds like he needs it.
Yeah.
I mean, he may need a full sizer.
Did that ever come in the mail, Peter? I guess maybe according to this voicemail, it did.
What? Trisha's right here.
Trisha, we're not getting a lot of answers.
You can't just pass it off.
We're not getting a lot of answers from Peter, and we are very curious as to all of these noises that were left on Allie's message.
They sound really bad, but actually, I think he's got a couple of flip discs right now, and I was most likely there, and I was probably
giving him a back massage. He has not been feeling very good because he lifts a lot of heavy stuff at work. So my guess is that's what it was, but it is an aggressive message.
Oh, okay. So you slipped a couple of discs and he was on painkillers and you're giving him a back massage. But sounds exactly like pegging.
He's not on any painkillers, but he has been in a lot of pain. Yeah, a lot of icy hot.
All right. Wow, that is a mystery solved for now, I guess.
I don't believe it.
Sorry if it's boring.
I definitely think any of our theories are probably more likely than this one, but okay. Peter, be careful. And a warning to everyone, be careful who you accidentally call while you are making weird guttural noises, because you could also...
Shut the f*** up.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, Peter. I will. All right. K-Rock, we are a Klein Alley show. You never know what we'll get into. That was a mystery solved, kind of, moments ago. And now Alley has been texting him on the side, and he's not responding. So nope. Peter seems upset, or as he's referred to on the text line, Peter, yeah. Peter, probably ass eater, which I'm not sure if we could even say.
I don't think so. Another bridge burned, I guess.
Well, there you
circle
go.
Circle of friends. That's gets what we smaller yeah, for by you, the Alley. Day.
For your entertainment, we will burn all bridges. Friends and family, just for you. Let's get into it. It's time for a ADD News, and then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Where do you get your daily news? If it is here, that's worrying. But here's something even more worrying. The main source of news in America is now social media. A lot of times these days, people will tell you a story like it is 100% fact. Then you realize it was just a TikTok video they saw from an expert that's not really an expert. And it's not really good information at all. And that spreads further misinformation. But that's the way we like it these days. At this rate, more than half of people are getting news from Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and YouTube. And that's more than cable news, news sites, and news apps.
Even those news sources, though, are shady at best. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. You know, and
you don't
I
know who to believe nowadays.
Right. I'm usually not someone that goes into the whole conspiracy theory this, conspiracy theory that. But it is interesting when, let's call it CNN, goes into this whole story about, you know, COVID stuff. And then immediately that entire break was brought to you by Pfizer. And then you go, well, hold on. Now you start going, right. Who's paying for what? And is that going to change the content that they're getting? I'll be completely honest. You know, Allie and I have been pretty vocal about how we are supporting so many of the immigrants right now, and this company has asked us to not do that. They've asked us to just not make a statement one way or another.
Because there's no upside to having an opinion.
Right, having an opinion, there's no upside. You anger some people, and I go, look, I would rather be on the right side of history, and frankly, I would rather do what I believe is the human thing. And
well, this isn't a political issue as much as it's a human rights and humanity in general issue.
It's a human issue, and it's for our neighbors and friends and listeners to the show. And I know that there's a lot of heat now, coming against the Dodgers because they will not publicly say anything. And listen,
and because of this whole national anthem thing, it kind of insinuates that they don't want to side with immigrants.
Right.
It's like, no, we want to keep it English. We want to keep it family-friendly, America-friendly.
Pull the clip of Ali saying keep it English.
God damn it.
Pull that clip. Pull that clip.
So it just seems like in a time where major corporations, as you just said, are afraid to speak up and have an opinion, personality-based news reporting is becoming increasingly important to people because they want to know where you stand. They want to know what you stand for and where this is coming from. You know, and personality-based news is moving faster in America than in any other country.
Yeah, the biggest issue is that at some point, facts are facts.
But it's crazy to see people argue about facts,
right.
too.
And that is the
like
problem.
Like a stat.
Is that right? You go, people look at it and they go, well, yes, but I can go ahead and I can do the counter argument to this exact stat and show you why, even though the stat you claim is real, then they start questioning where the stat is from. And then no one believes anything anymore. And then you kind of you devolve into this place of complete turmoil where no one trusts anyone at all.
Yeah, but you could also say that any news is biased.
Of course.
Even the way you choose to present facts could be seen as biased by anybody.
Listen. That's why, who we can trust? The only person that we can ever trust, and I think I speak for everyone when I say this.
Me, with the ADD News.
The attractive weather girls. Huh?
Oh, because yeah, for sure.
Even if they're
the ones from Brazil, though, right?
The Brazilian attractive weather
okay,
girls.
I like
import,
it.
Strong import, Let's get all. If they could just deliver all news, the attractive Brazilian weather girls, everyone would be happy.
Yeah, at least you would be happy in like getting bad news.
Yeah, and I wouldn't care if they contradicted each other. Like, whatever.
Oh, cool. Another storm's coming. All right. Speaking of, the WNBA is trying to capitalize on all the Caitlin Clark effects that are taking place in many different ways, and it also helps that there are a few really exciting and very attractive players right now. You have Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, and they want everyone to know that
attractive,
they're...
on the regular scale or a WNBA scale?
Well, it's interesting, Omar, because I know it is a very good question.
No, yes. they're bad as hell. They're bad as hell.
But what's interesting is that you see someone on the court and you're like, oh my God, they are hot. Then they're shooting these threes and like, my God, they're so sexy. And then you see them in like regular person clothes and you're like, whoa, this is weird. But I think that a lot about athletes in general, like when they're wearing regular person clothes, it just looks strange.
Yeah, but
when you see their hair down and everything, you're like, whoa, what?
The attractive woman on the Lady Lakers is getting a ton of heat right now, right?
That was a well-put sentence.
Thank you.
The attractive woman on the Lady Lakers.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Personality-based news is on the rise.
What do you call the team?
The Sparks?
Oh, that's
the
right.
LA Sparks.
That's right.
You bought me tickets to the Lady Lakers.
That's right. I got Allie tickets. I got her whole box. Whole box for one of those LA Sparks games.
So, the WNBA really wants everyone to know that there's eye candy on the court and highly skilled players on the court. And the Sparks put out a post of Sarah Ashley Barker on it. And she is obviously a tall, blonde, attractive player. And she's kind of doing this seductive, like she's in kind of a sports bra-ish swimsuit looking top, very suggestive. And she's twirling a basketball on her finger and then looking to camera and pointing like, I want you to watch our game.
She's got the sexy eyes. That's what
totally.
It is. It's not like she's wearing anything that is what I would consider to be too provocative.
Now, at halftime, is she cheerleading or no? Yeah?
No.
Omar, she can't because she's got to mop the court.
Oh, got it. Thanks for clarification.
She's got to make the concessions. She's got to clean everything up.
I don't like this, the way this is going at all. I have two daughters, and they can be anything they want to be when
they
grow up.
They can be on the Lady Lakers if they want.
They want to be a Lady Laker, they can do it, okay?
But people are upset, as you just said, Klein. They're like, dude, you know, people who are longtime WNBA fans are like, why are we shifting the image of the players to meet the male gaze? And, you know, but they just want everybody to watch WNBA games, and they want them to go to WNBA games, and they're like, if this is what people are into, then we want to pander and cater to that.
Yeah. That happens in male sports, too. They find a reason to make, Ronaldo a sex star, and all these athletes focus on their athletic ability. Yeah, David Beckham. Ooh, look at Beckham.
That was years ago.
Well, it's just saying it happens in both sports.
Who was the last NBA athlete that was sexualized like that?
Vlade Divac?
Vlade. Yeah, Vlade. Oh, Vlade the Body. That's what they call him.